They see it and they experience it. Now, some of you may be thinking, Eric, you know, I'm retired. You're not talking to me. Oh, are you alive? Is your heart beating? God did not create you to sit on the lake all day. I know I'm meddling. And I'd love to sit on the lake all day, believe me. If you're breathing, if your heart's beating, God created you to do work. God created you to be Christ's ambassador to the world. It doesn't matter if you're 98 or 3. God created you to be His ambassador to the world. So, how will your job make Christ visible to other people? Just like Nehemiah in today's scripture, do you think you will experience resistance with this new paradigm? A paradigm, by the way, is looking at the same thing, but looking at it through another lens. So when you go back to work on Monday or whatever you do, what lens will you look through your work with? Evil will step in and try to shut you down, try to overpower you, try to put fear in your heart, but remain steadfast just as Nehemiah did. Stay focused just as Nehemiah did. Don't allow distractions to get in the way of being Christ's ambassador to your work, your family, your golfing buddies, your entire life. All that you do is God's calling. You have one vocation, one life calling. It's your job, your family, your community service. All that is what your calling is. That is your vocation. Please bow your head with me. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of our work. We thank you for our jobs, for the privilege of having a means of provision, as well as discovering purpose. We ask, God, that you use this time of Holy Communion to help us reimagine, to recharge our lives, and to understand that our work is your work in the world. Gracious God, we ask for your powerful anointing to be over us, to give us the courage to spend time at the altar today with this Holy Communion. Help us turn down a different path to reimagine our work and all that we do. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Please stand with me, if you would, if you're able, to the song of thanksgiving, One Bread, One Body, number 620. Let's do the first and the third stanzas. Those helping with communion, would you please come forward at this time?